PFT Media.
Welcome to the Daily City Show. My name is Mark Baratelli, and I'm the editor of thedailycity.com. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer will deliver the 2018 State of the City Address August 7th at 10:30 at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. The mayor will share the city's current and future plans with the community. Locals can watch the presentation live as well as watch the recording of it later at cityoforlando.net. The new area code for new phone customers in Orange County will be 689 within about 10 months. Customers with the 407 area code will retain that area code. The new code was supposed to be introduced in 2002, but because of a, quote, aggressive push for number conservation plans, it wasn't. The installation of a large steel truss that will cross West Colonial as part of the new Colonial Pedestrian Overpass near the intersection of I-4 was put into place late Saturday night. During this time, West Colonial Drive was completely closed between Orange Avenue and Garland Avenue. Once the entire $9 million quarter-mile project is complete later in early 2019, it'll provide a safe connection from the downtown core to the north, providing critical links between the Orlando Urban Trail and Gertrude's Walk, Sunrail, and the Link Central Station. City of Orlando is working with the local creative company Prismatic on a social media campaign to address the issue of aggressive panhandling downtown. According to the Downtown Development Board's Executive Director Thomas Chatman, aggressive panhandling is a big issue since new panhandling laws were approved by City Council last July. The social media campaign is designed to change the behavior of, quote, givers, and provide awareness to all regarding Orlando's position as a compassionate city and its focus on ensuring all neighbors thrive, not just survive, according to the communications concepts document provided by Prismatic. The campaign will cost the city $20,000 and would encourage givers to provide and leverage their support through dedicated charity organizations and a cashless donation solution, which would come in the form of a mobile website, an app, or a subscription service like Samaritan. And finally, our big story of the week. The City of Orlando and Orlando Police Department announced Monday they will be starting a new second phase proof of concept pilot program for the Amazon Recognition facial recognition software. Amazon Recognition, if eventually approved by the city, would give police the following abilities. They would be able to perform face searches in real time against collections of tens of millions of faces that the police would provide. They will track those faces even when the camera is in motion, track those faces even when their face is blocked, and track those faces even when they move in and out of the frame. In May, Police Chief John Mina stated that Amazon Recognition could be used in police officer body cams in the future. So, an officer, for example, could look at a large crowd and, using his body cam, know who in the crowd is a felon, or who is from Tampa, or who is Latin. This second pilot will involve staff evaluation and internal testing of the software using film gathered from 8 city-owned cameras, 4 at the Orlando Police Headquarters, 1 at an unnamed city facility, and 3 Iris public safety cameras. However, a written Orlando Police Department statement admitted, quote, the number of cameras may be increased to ensure this technology solution can function as designed with a larger volume. No images of the public will be used for any testing during the second pilot, according to the city. The cameras will only be used on 7 police officers who volunteered. The technology will not be used in an investigative capacity, and that all elements of the pilot are in accordance with current and applicable law, upholding all privacy laws and ensuring there are no violations of any individual's civil rights. In June, 11 groups wrote an open letter to Orlando Police Chief John Mina during the first pilot program for this software, asking him to reconsider the use of such technology due to privacy concerns. Facial recognition software is already widely used on public streets in China. The country has 200 million surveillance cameras across the country. Some police officers there even have facial recognition glasses to give them live data about the people right in front of them. Following the second pilot, if the City of Orlando Police Department decides to ultimately implement official use of the technology, city staff would explore procurement and develop a policy and governance surrounding the technology at that time. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.